With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, April 28th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, in yesterday's sportscast, we ran out of time to get you the Tuesday track results, so we'll make up for that today. Let's run down the four different track meets that took place on Tuesday involving Plymouth County teams. We'll start with the Lawton Bronson relays to Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, Hinton, and Galen Catholic took place in. We'll start with the girls sprint medley. The Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central girls come away with a first place at 152.9 seconds. The boys sprint medley, Galen Catholic's team, comes in second at 136.49. The girls 3,000 meter run, that's where Hinton's Ava Lang comes away with a second place finish. And the boys 3,200 meter run, it's Galen Catholic's Carver Ruland who finishes third. The 4x800 relay on the girls' side, Hinton comes in third, while on the boys' side, Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central comes in third. To the shuttle hurdle on the girls' side, Hinton's team of Carlene Hicklin, Madeline Fox, Hannah Paulson, and Anna Coffey come in first, while Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's boys come in first. It's Luke Paulson, Grant Schrader, Bo Goodwin, and Connor Bielner in the shuttle hurdle. Girls' 100-meter dash dominated by KPWC. Aubrey Bell comes in first on the girls' side, 12.97 seconds. McKenna Bowman was also second at 14.04 seconds on the girls' side. And the boys' 100-meter dash, Galen Catholic's Keaton Bonderson takes first at 11.48. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's Braden Coulter right on his tail in second at 11.77. The girls' distance medley team from KPWC comes in first, while the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central boys come second in the distance medley. In the 400-meter dash, Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's Erica Kuntz on the girls' side places first just under a minute at 59.94 seconds. In the boys' 400-meter dash, Hinton's Bo DeRocher comes in third. The 4x200 relay on the girls' side, of course, goes to KPWC, that outstanding team of McKenna Bowman, Mackenzie Goodwin, Brooklyn Bielner, and Allison Ranking with a 1 minute 50.61 second run. Boys 4x200 relay goes to KPWC, finishing third in that event. In the girls 100 meter hurdles, Anna Coffey was first at 15.91 seconds of Hinton. In the boys 110 meter hurdles, KPWC's Grant Schrader comes in second. The girls 800 meter run, Hinton dominated that one. Cadence Peters and Gabby Friesen first and second respectively for the Blackhawks. And the boys 800 relay, that goes to KPWC's Tristan Jessen. The 200-meter dash on the girls' side, Erica Kuntz first for KPWC at 26.42 seconds. Hinton's Ashlyn Kovarna second at 26.93 seconds. And the boys' 200-meter dash, that goes to Galen Catholic's Keaton Bonderson at 22.67 seconds. To the 400-meter hurdles on the girls' side, Galen Catholic's Sophie Rudin comes in first at a minute 10.8 seconds. And the boys' 400-meter hurdles, a pair of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central tracksters comes second and third, Grant Schrader and Connor Bielner. The girls' 1,500-meter run, Casey Allen from Hinton was second. The 4x100 relay on the girls' side, that outstanding KPWC relay team of Bowman, Goodwin, Ranking, and Bell come first place. The girls' 4x4 team from KPWC also comes in first. To the field events, the girls' long jump, Aubrey Bell of KPWC was first, 17 feet 3 inches. Boys' high jump, Hinton's Landon Lovren is hitting his stride. He hits 6 feet and wins the high jump. The girls' shot put goes to Lauren Kunkel of Hinton, who set another new school record at 38 feet and an inch, while Maya Whitehead of Galen Catholic came second at 34 feet 1 inch. Boys' discus throw, KPWC's Luke Paulson wins that at 148 feet. The girls' high jump goes to Hinton's Anna Coffey at 5 feet 4 inches. Boys' shot put goes to Hinton's Garrett Divis in second. The girls' discus goes to KPWC's Allie Schweitzberger. So to the team results, the KPWC girls' track team comes in first at 152 points. Hinton's was second. Galen Catholic's was fifth. The boys' results, KPWC comes in first place. Galen Catholic was in fourth. Hinton in seventh in that Lawton Bronson co-ed. to the Lynn Jolly Relays in Cherokee on Tuesday. The Lamar's track teams were in action there. Let's take a look at Lamar's highlights there. In the boys' high jump, Sione Fafita was third. He clocked in 6 feet even. Girls' long jump, Lily McNaughton was first for the Bulldogs, 16 feet 6 3/4 inches. Allie Cruz right on her tail as well, and fourth in the long jump. Boys' long jump, Bo Wadley was third at 18 feet 7 inches. The boys' shot put, no shocker there, goes to Brandon Vanderslice, 61 feet 4 3/4 inches for the Bulldogs. The boys' 3,200-meter run, Juan Sanchez came in third for the Bulldogs, just a little over 11 minutes. Boys' shuttle hurdle team from Lamar's comes in first. That's Ryan Sadowski, Connor Calhoun, David Lusing, and Reese Spieler. Girls' shuttle hurdle team for the Bulldogs finished third. Savannah Manley, Liberty Larson, Sophie Buman, and Lily McNaughton on that team. The boys' 100-meter dash goes to Sione Fafita, 11.53 seconds. And the boys' distance medley for the Bulldogs comes in first place as well. Girls' 400-meter dash, Maddie Holes, the top finisher for the Bulldogs there. She finished third. And Kale Cass on the boys' side wins the 400-meter dash at 51.35 seconds. To the boys' 110-meter hurdles, Reese Spieler, your champ in that, in Cherokee on Tuesday at 15.72 seconds. The 200-meter dash on the girls' side, Maddie Holes was in second. Sione Fafita won that event at 23.28 seconds on the boys' side. Boys' 400-meter dash, Connor Calhoun was third at 58.81 seconds. The Bulldog girls 4x1 relay team finished third, and the boys' 4x4 relay placed first. To the team results, the Lamar's girls come in fourth. Spencer was the winner of the Cherokee Co-Ed Lynn Jolly Relays. Lamar's boys come in second to MOC Floyd Valley, who finished first. Now to track action in Alta on Tuesday. The Alta Aurelia Warrior Relays, Remsen St. Mary's and MMCRU participating in this one. Some history was made on the boys' side. We'll get to that. But first, the girls' results. The 400-meter dash, Remsen St. Mary's Whitney Jensen wins that event in a minute 4.92 seconds. The 800-meter run, Hannah Nettermeyer of MMCRU comes fourth at 2:49.49. Girls' 100-meter hurdles, Claire Schrader of Remsen St. Mary's wins that event. The 3,000-meter run, MMCRU's Audrey Etter puts in a great time, comes second at 13 minutes and 16.71 seconds. Girls' high jump, Hannah Nettermeyer comes in third at 4 feet 8 inches. The 4x100 relay, that's where we get at Remsen St. Mary's back into the picture. They finished second with that team of Haley Gallis, Whitney Jensen, Carmen DeRicci, and Claire Schrader. The girls' shuttle hurdle team for the Hawks comes in first. Haley Gallis, Maya Bunkers, Whitney Jensen, and Claire Schrader on that team. And the girls' sprint medley team from Remsen St. Mary's comes first as well. Minute 57.95 seconds for that Hawks team. The girls' team totals from that Warrior Co-Ed relays, the Remsen St. Mary's girls come in fourth. MMCRU comes in fifth. It was Sioux Central who came away with the meet win, just 1 point better than South O'Brien. To the boys' side of the Warrior Relays, it was a great showing for MMCRU. You'll see why in a minute. The 200-meter dash, that went to MMCRU's Gunnar Johnson at 23.53 seconds. Strong showing in Plymouth County in the 800-meter run. MMCRU's Owen Alish comes third. Remsen St. Mary's Brody Shorg right behind him in fourth. 110-meter hurdles, MMCRU's Colin Pick comes second. The Royals then dominated the long-distance run. The 1,600-meter run goes to Caden Gallus in first and his teammate Braden Dirks in second. And same order in the 3,200-meter run. Gallus and Dirks go first and second in a great showing there for the Royals. In the discus throw, another great showing. Mitchell Schneff was first for MMCRU. Michael Rupp was third. The shot put, it was Schneff again coming away with a win. He sweeps the throwing events. The 4x1 relay for MMCRU comes second. 4x2 comes first. Then the 4x4, 4x8, shuttle hurdle, and distance medley teams all place second. at that meet in Alta. And it was a historic meet because MMCRU came away with the win. It is the first time in the history of the MMCRU boys track team since they consolidated with MMC and Remsen Union that they have won a meet outright. First place finish there for the Royals. Outstanding job. They clocked in 166 points as a team. Remsen St. Mary's came seventh in that Warrior co-ed relays. And finally, some highlights from West Lyon on Tuesday. That's where Akron Westfield was in action. On the girls' side, it was Lauren Sadoff who won the 200-meter dash for the Westerners at 28.95 seconds. She also came third in the high jump. A good showing for the Westerners in the long jump. Sierra Barron came second, and Josie Jacobs was a quarter inch behind her in third. Akron Westfield ends up coming in fourth at the West Lyon Co-Ed Invitational. The host Wildcats come in first. On the boys' side, it was a tough day for Akron Westfield. Some good field events, though. Ian Blau comes fourth in the discus. Patrick Gutierrez was third in the long jump, while Blau was able to take first in the shot put at 51 feet 11 inches. The Westerners come sixth. Boyden Hall Rock Valley won the boys' side. To check out all of these results in detail, head to our website, KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab, click on sports scores and results. Taking a look now at what's to come this weekend, the Drake Relays get started today and run through Friday and Saturday. 17 Plymouth County events made the cut for the relays this weekend. Let's take a look at who will be going. For Lamars in the 110-meter hurdles, Reese Spieler has qualified. The 4x100 relay team on the boys' side for the Bulldogs and Ryan Sadowski, Sione Fafita, David Lusing, and Kale Cass qualified. The boys' shuttle hurdle of Sadowski, Calhoun, Connor Calhoun, Lusink and Reese Spieler, they qualify. Sione Fafita qualified in the high jump, and Brandon Vanderslice qualified in the discus and shot put. Galen Catholic gets Keaton Bonderson qualifying in the 100-meter dash. KPWC, no shocker there. Lots of events on their side of things, especially on the girls' side. Aubrey Bell in the 100-meter dash and the long jump. Erica Kuntz in the 400-meter dash. The KPWC 4x1, 4x2, and Sprint Medley girls teams all qualify, and the 4x100 relay on the boys' side also qualifies. Hinton qualifies Anna Coffey in the 100-meter hurdles and the high jump, and Lauren Kunkel qualifies in the discus. Things get going today, this afternoon. Brandon Vanderslice will take part in the discus later this afternoon, and Anna Coffey will get going in the high jump today at the Drake Relays in Des Moines. And only one piece of sports scores and results from yesterday. We did have the CYO Golf Tournament in Fort Dodge with all the Catholic schools from the area. On the girls' side, Bishop Garrigan came in first. Remsen St. Mary's was in second. Another good showing from Sydney Tritz, tying for first place for the Hawks with an 84. Bishop Heelan was third. Galen Catholic came in fourth on the girls' golf side of things. Boys golf at the CYO tournament, Kemper Catholic was in first, Galen Catholic second by 46 strokes, Storm Lake St. Mary's was third, Remsen St. Mary's was in fourth. Those scores are on our website as well at KLEM1410.com. Taking a look now at the sports schedule today, a little bit of a lax day. Of course, a lot of the track teams are in action at the Drake Relays. However, Lamar's girls track is in action in Spencer today. Lamar's tennis is in action. Boys tennis will be hosting Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. The girls, they'll be going on the road to Council Bluffs, taking on AL and TJ. In golf today, Akron Westfield is at West Sioux, and Hinton is at Remsen St. Mary's. Lamar's boys soccer is home against Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Be sure to check KLEM1410.com for those scores once those events are complete. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.